October 31st, 1988. Orion was trailing after Phoebe and her sister, Nia. He wasn't sure where they were headed. The London street wasn't too busy tonight. The faint strains of music could be heard blending in with traffic. It was so different from the old world he'd been born to. The women had just turned a corner when a shadow moved out in front of them.
"Hey there, give us your purses!"
Two more shadows, armed with knives, stepped in behind them. Terrified, Phoebe and Nia were trying to obey, but they were shaking so severely they could barely comply, which caused their attacker to lose patience. He slapped Phoebe. Furious, Orion rushed in before he could stop himself. He disarmed the first one he reached, kicked the second one into the wall, yet the one who'd slapped Phoebe had the audacity to actually stab him. Stab him! Hissing as his rage mounted, Orion yanked the knife from his side, turned, and grabbed the man by his throat. He slung him into the wall and would have ripped out his jugular had Nia not screeched and reminded him that they were in a public place, and this might not be a good idea. Phoebe rushed forward.
"Orion, right?"
"Yeah."
"Oh my God, thank you!"
Similar in looks, but not quite as pretty, Nia gaped at them.
"You know him?"
"I met him a couple weeks ago."
She cast him a devilish grin.
"We just kind of randomly ran into each other."
"Well, I'm definitely glad you ran into him tonight."
"Yeah, me too."
Her smile turned luminescent and did awkward things to his body in spite of the pain he was in.
"You're my hero, Orion."
And before he realized what she intended, she kissed him. This wasn't just any kiss, it set him on fire. For reasons he couldn't even begin to explain, she tasted like home. Pulling back, he stared down at her until he heard the police sirens.
"Shite, I have to go."
Nia gaped.
"You're wounded."
It didn't matter. Orion stepped back into the darkness, taking a second to take one last lingering look at Phoebe. In the moonlight, she was exquisite. Until then, he hadn't realized how numb he'd become without Zin around to remind him how precious life was, how good things could be. Forget the soul exchange he had to have with humans. Her kiss was the souchet, the breath of life.
"Damn shame, I'm gonna have to kill her."